We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network. This is the Mac Brown Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network. The Mac Brown Show is presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. With zero sugar and now even more delicious, is the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Now, here's the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Hello again, and welcome to another edition of the Mac Brown Show. My name is Jones Angel, along with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. And looking forward to being with you here for the next hour talking Carolina football. We'll look back at this past weekend. We'll look ahead to the upcoming matchup with Miami. You're going to hear a conversation with former Tar Heel great Brandon Tate. So a lot to do. Plus, Coach going to answer some of your questions as well. So a lot to do over the next 60 minutes. And, Coach, good to see you. But I know it was a difficult day in Keenan on Saturday. The Tar Heels struggled to follow up that strong first quarter against Florida State. Seminoles ended up with a 10-point win. What have been the major takeaways, Coach, for you and your staff following Saturday in Keenan Stadium?
Jones, first, let me say that a tough weekend on campus, too. We lost two students it looks like suicides, and it's a very, very difficult time during the pandemic, and it's the number one killer of young people between 15 and 34. So if any of you out there are struggling, call and get some help. Man, we need everybody around. We don't need to lose a life. And they're actually calling classes off on Tuesday for a wellness day that we will obviously have our practice, but there will not be any classes. But let's make sure we don't take that lightly. Those two families lost members this weekend. I'm sure there's a lot more across our world. But let's take this very seriously and make sure that we step up and reach out and help. We had a young man named Jake Lawler that was struggling when we got here. And he reached out to us after we brought it up and got some help. And now he's having a great life out in L.A. So don't get yourself in a point where you can't reach out and get help. And even if you've got a friend that's struggling, tell somebody. Get that friend some help and move forward with it. Just having children and grandchildren and thinking about young people and all the struggles we've got in our life right now, it just was on my heart to say, if you need help, come on, man, get some help. Let's get back on track here. As far as the game this weekend, we actually played a little better on offense than we have been. They're a team that had really penetrated well, and we only had 6 yards in losses. They're a team that was really high in sacks across the league, and we did a great job protecting Sam. The two things we didn't do, we had too many penalties on offense, and we didn't score touchdowns twice when we had opportunities, or we still win the game. And we started so well offensively, but we have a drop, and we have a false start that cost us a touchdown, put us in field goal situation early in the game. Then later in the game, and midway through the fourth quarter, it was still a chance to win. We're first and goal at the 5, and we get nothing in 4 shots. Defensively, we played very poorly. We didn't do anything that we set to do. We had no sacks. We had really no tackles for loss. They were 7 of 10 on third down. They were 3 of 3 in the red zone. The guy who was an inconsistent passer coming in hit 11 of 13 passes for 3 touchdowns. So defensively, we were very, very disappointed. And we talked last week, Jones, about we played so well on defense against Duke. Were we mature enough to do it two weeks in a row? And we weren't. We were totally inconsistent. Special teams has been pretty good every week. We had the one kickoff return that we can't give up that was 41 yards, 42 yards. But other than that, we kick a 51-yard field goal. We averaged 10 yards a punt return. We punted the ball well. We helped our field position. So all of those things we're doing well. So the thing that you look at is we've got great young guys that are playing inconsistently, and that goes back to coaching. And that's on me and our coaches. And we've got to do a better job of getting them to play every week. And we're not used to this. And I think there's a little hangover probably from the Orange Bowl, and we feel pretty cool and we're pretty good about ourselves. And we're not good enough. And college football's proving right now that there's so much parity. You got to play every week. It's like the NFL. And it doesn't matter who you play or what their record is or what's going on. Everybody's got some good players. And Florida State's got really good players, and they played a near-perfect game. Mm-hmm. And for them to do that, we have to allow it. We allowed it. So it's on us as coaches. It's on us as coaches to get those guys stirred up and get them playing better. Some people have also said, well, your goals are all gone. I said, no, they're not. We got 6 games left. That's a very unfair thing to say for seniors. Those seniors that didn't go to a bowl their first 2 years here, been to bowls the last 2 years, want to go to a bowl. So we've got to fight and get back in the bowl picture. So the future of the program, Jones, I think is great. We should be better next year than we are this year, but Saturday is important. We need to win, and we need fans to, you know, when everything's good, you don't really need your fans, and they all show up. When you're struggling some, when you really need the fans, and that's when they get frustrated and say, I'm not going to watch that mess. Well, we need you to help us fix this mess. So you great fans out there, show up on Saturday and let's help this young team go back and have a great game.
Coach, I'd like to go quickly back to your first point, if I can. How do you address mental health and mental well-being with your team? Is that an open discussion you guys have? Do you just say, hey, come talk to us if you need to? How do you handle that with your guys?
Yeah, Jones, it's a great question. We talk about it all the time because I've had some depression in my family, and I know it's a very, very difficult thing. And what we do is just talk to them constantly. Here's the pressure of winning games, the pressure of being high profile, the pressure of school, the pressure of dating for all these young people and trying to figure out who they are and thinking about what they're going to do in this crazy world with pandemic and loss of jobs. And so there's so many things that are stressing people out right now. Some lose their housing. Some don't have jobs. Some can't eat. I mean, it's just we're in a very, very difficult spot. So we constantly talk about that. And then we've got to get on them about playing better. We've got to pick them up, get on them, whatever that balance is to get it to work, and still make sure that we're taking care of their mental health because it's just so important.
Coach, I did want to ask a few more football questions, and we'll take a break here soon and get reset and talk about Florida State. But you mentioned the penalties. That has not been really an issue for Carolina the last season plus, but 12 of them for 110 yards on Saturday. Do you chalk that up to kind of one of those days for your team, or is there a larger concern there?
You know, I don't think you can chalk anything up to one of them days because that's too easy. It lets us off the hook. I went back and checked it myself. Virginia Tech, we had 5 penalties. Georgia State, we had 3. UVA, we had 7. Georgia Tech, we had 7. Duke, we had 5. And then all of a sudden, Saturday, 12 pop up. Some of them, I think, are for frustration because, like our fans and like our coaches, our players are frustrated. That they're disappointed that we're not accomplishing what we had expected for this season and people expected for us. But we can't allow that frustration to kick in and hurt us on the field because we had some very uncharacteristic penalties on Saturday, and we're just not going to put up with that.
Coach, the team has done a good job so far of not allowing one loss to cost them another game or carry over to the next week. How have they been able to do that, and how does your coaching staff try and help them with that?
We as coaches have to do the same thing. In a world where when you lose a football game, everything's pretty much negative. It's pretty much the same all over the country. Everybody that loses, you could go to their message boards and go to their media and it's just changed the names, but all the comments are the same. And that's fair, but that's the world that we live in right now. And really and truly, none of it should be hurtful because it's that way everywhere. What hurts you is losing. And then you have to get over it as a player and a coach and go back to work. You don't ever forget it. But you have to forgive each other, learn from it, teach each other, and go back to work. So that's why everybody across the country talks about the 24-hour rule. And obviously, our defense didn't do that last week. They took Duke all week and didn't show Florida State the respect. And Florida State came in and did the things they needed to win the game. So we just got to go back to work. And we've got 6 more games over the next 7 weeks. And we've got to take them individually. And we've got so many things we can work on. And the good thing for us, Jones, is we see great things happening in a ball game even when we're losing.
Right.
But we also have enough negative things to lose the game. Or if you look at it, the offense was really responsible more than the defense and kicking game for losing at Virginia Tech. The offense was more responsible at Georgia Tech because of the turnovers than the defense or the kicking game. Saturday, it was the defense. So we they can't start pointing fingers at each other. They have to play good together. We still haven't played great as a team together. And that's what we've got to continue to work to do. But if you think about it, if you're a fan and you're struggling at work, what do? Quit? No, you go back and try to do better.
Right.
If you're a CEO and your business isn't working, what do? You have a meeting, pull everybody together and say, okay, let's get this fixed. That's what you do. You don't sit around and gripe. And you're going to have some people be critical of you in your job, even if you're doing well. They're going to be really critical if you're doing poorly. And we're getting everybody's best shot because we were the media darlings all summer, and we haven't had many breaks. None of that matters. We got to play, and we got to play better. And therefore, I mean, coach better.
Coach, last thing before we take a break here. Is that hard for you, someone who has achieved at such a high level and takes this so seriously in what you're doing? Is it hard to put one away like what happened on Saturday and say, okay, I understand that it's over and move forward? Is that difficult to do for you?
Yeah, it's really difficult, but that's one of the things that I haven't done well in my career that I've got to learn to do better, and I'm trying to do it better. You don't get them back. When you lose them, you lose them. And what you do is, again, we had long, hard meetings with players and coaches yesterday, and it was to go over every little thing that we did. And why weren't you as excited about this one as you were Duke? And why didn't we play well? Why did we miss so many tackles? Why did we have communication problems? We didn't have any last week. We tackled well last week. Durant's one of the best backs in the country. So why are we this team that's so weird that some show up this week, some show up the next week, and why don't we all show up together? And that's the... That's my job. My job's to get all these coaches picked up because they're down, get all these players picked up because they're down, and then offense feels a little better because they played a little better. We'll score 2 more times, and we still win the game. Defense plays bad. We didn't play with a passion on defense Saturday that we had played with, so where'd that come from? we played with passion every week, so all of a sudden it didn't. So this is just a team that continues to throw surprises at us, and we've got to handle it and grow up, and that's what we talked about in preseason. We got some older ones and some younger ones and really talented younger ones, and a lot of times these older ones know I got six left for sure, and these younger ones say, I got 3-4 years, man, this is fun. And so we got to get everybody on the same page.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back, a lot more to talk about with Coach. Also, through the next hour, you're going to hear an interview with former Tar Heel great wide receiver Brandon Tate. We're going to preview the Miami matchup. Coach will answer some Tar Heel fan questions, all still to come on the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allure Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pavé, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allure Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
The perfect tailgate. All you need are your friends and the 2021 Ford F-150 with the available Pro Power onboard. It's like a mobile generator to power your tailgate all game long. It's this tradition of toughness and innovation that's made Ford F-Series America's best-selling truck 44 years straight and counting. Make your game day traditions bigger and better season after season. Check out the 2021 Ford F-150 at your Carolina Ford dealer. Based on 1977 through 2020 calendar year total sales.
Hey, Carolina fans, this is Kelsey Gomes, Director of Sports Nutrition for the Tar Heels. Eggs are an essential part of building a healthy lifestyle that fuels you all day long. And eggs fuel athletes, too. One egg contains 8 essential nutrients and 6 grams of high-quality protein that helps maintain muscle and support strong, healthy bones. Versatile, affordable, and healthy, eggs are pretty incredible. Visit ncegg.org to learn more about egg nutrition, egg farmers, and to find egg-citing recipes.
Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. You can't control other motorists, but you can control how you operate your vehicle. Avoid distractions while driving, like texting or checking social media. You can't drive safely unless driving has your full attention. Any non-driving activity you engage in increases your risk of crashing. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics, joins Tar Heels fans across the nation cheering Go Heels. Whether you're at home watching the game or out on the road, download our Hunt Brothers Pizza app to find a location near you. The Hunt family has been proudly serving our delicious original crust pizza to North Carolina families for over 20 years. With all toppings, no extra charge, and 10 to choose from, there's sure to be a topping combination for everyone to enjoy a Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Welcome back to the show. We'll get back to our conversation with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown, in just a moment. But first, we needed to check in on our UNC Health Statistical Champion of the Week. We highlight our statistical champions of the gridiron each week, brought to you by UNC Health, dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds and to help keep you in the game and at your very best. You can see their lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports. That's unchealthcare.org/sports. For Carolina, Sam Howell, both, of course, the leading passer in this past game, 203 yards and 2 touchdowns, but also Carolina's leading rusher, 108 yards on the ground for Sam. Third time this year that he's gone over 100 yards rushing. In fact, Coach Brown and I will talk about Sam here in just a moment. Leading receiver for Carolina was Josh Downs, career high 9 catches, 121 yards, and a touchdown. Defensively for Carolina, the leading tackler was Cedric Gray. He finished with 11. Cameron Kelly had 9. Jaquarius Conley with 7. Some of the statistical champions from this past week, brought to you by UNC Health, dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds and to help keep you in the game and at your very best. See their lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports. All right, back to our conversation with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. Welcome back to the show. Again, he, of course, is the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mack Brown. My name is Jones Angel. Appreciate you being with us here this evening. Coach, wanted to ask you about a couple individuals in this game for Carolina. I want to start with quarterback. Sam Howe, 17 to 32, 203 yards, couple of touchdowns, did have an interception, ran for a team-high 108 yards in the game as well. Third time this season, Sam has rushed for 100 or more yards. Your thoughts on Sam's performance from Saturday afternoon?
Jones, Sam played really well. He's running the ball well. He's showing toughness. He's fighting and competing to win. We had three drops that should have been caught, and another couple that were just tipped that could have been caught. And then I thought the interception, we should have fought for the ball more. It was a deep throw. It's a 50-50 ball, and they went 80-20 on it and got it 100%. So, but Sam's competing. He's trying really hard. He's obviously disappointed in our outcome after this point, but he's going right back to work and trying to lead and trying to give us everything that he's got. So I'm really proud of Sam.
We've talked a fair amount about his increased role running the ball. Do you like how that has continued to develop as this season has moved on?
Watching some of the game last night, the Bills quarterback's running it, the Chiefs quarterback's running it. I think that's what's happening in college football. It's the plus one, and it's happening in the NFL. So it's such an advantage for us when people are pass rushing so hard and you get sacks. One of the great things to counteract against the sacks is quarterback draw.
Yeah.
And it slows that pass rush down. And I thought because we had the running back draws and the quarterback draws on Saturday and some screens, it really helped control the pass rush. And that's something that we've needed throughout the year.
Coach Josh Downs, another big day, career high, 9 catches for him, had 121 yards and a score. He's become the first Tar Heel to have at least one touchdown reception in the first 6 games of a season. Another impressive game for Josh at the wideout spot.
Yeah, Josh is tough. He's smart. He's competitive. He's fast. He's really quick. And we've got to help him more. We can't continue to have him as the guy. We got to have the outside guys step up, and we haven't done that on a consistent basis yet. So that's one of the things we've got to improve over the next 6 weeks is we've got to get more production out of our outside receivers. But really, really proud of Josh. He's playing as well as anybody in the country.
Coach, to that point, he was targeted 15 times in the game with a pass, 17 targets for the rest of the team. Are you comfortable with that distribution?
No, like I said, we need our outside receivers to step up, and if they step up and get open, we'll start throwing it more to them. But that's something that needs to improve on offense.
Coach Cedric Gray led your defensive effort, 11 tackles in the game. What have you seen from that Charlotte native that has allowed him to develop into a starter and now a really key contributor on your defense?
When we saw Cedric in high school, he wasn't that highly recruited, but he was a safety and a wide receiver, tight end, slot type guy. And we thought he had growth potential, but he could really run. And he had instincts, and he would hit you. And now he's gained weight. He's getting stronger. And every snap that he plays, he's getting better. And he's physical enough to step up and play inside and fast enough to run people down outside. So we're really, really happy with Cedric, what we're seeing from him and what we've got with him moving forward.
Coach, last thing, you mentioned the lack of pressure from Florida State. Just one sack allowed in the game, just 4 tackles for loss allowed. That has been such a topic of discussion these previous 5 weeks about Carolina. Did you see improvement up front? Those numbers suggest that there was some.
I did, and Florida State's got one of the best defensive fronts we've seen. That was the strength of their team. And we were able to run the ball. In fact, we actually ran the ball about like they did. There wasn't that much difference in the running game. We protected it. We didn't lose yards. We protected the quarterback well. So I was really pleased with the offensive line, except for the penalties. I think we had 4 penalties in the offensive line. We had a chop block. We had a hold. We had a false start. And then Q Johnson got frustrated and pushed a guy with a unsportsmanlike conduct. So we got to get rid of those things. We got to clean them up. But they were playing against really good players. And sometimes that will come up with more holding penalties than not. But I thought the offensive line played probably their best game.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back. We're going to start getting to some questions from you for Coach. That is when we return to the Mack Brown Show from Learfield.
It's bow time. So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea. It's bow time.
Whether it's 12 miles to the Pee Wee football comeback of a lifetime, 80 miles to your first hole-in-one, or more like 8 shots to the first hole, whether it's 240 back road miles to sleeping under the stars, or just a few blocks to the grocery store, Marathon has the fuel to keep your engine running at peak performance. Because you never know where life is going to take you. For quality fuel through every mile, fill up at Marathon.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allure Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pavé, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allure Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
Welcome back, Tar Heels. As North Carolina goes back to school, work, and play, let Janet King ensure your facility is properly clean and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janet King of Raleigh-Durham at 919-852-1555. That's 919-852-1555. Or go to JanetKingRDU.com. Janet King, the king of clean.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here. Not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got pancakes, sausage, bacon, hash browns, and even scrambled eggs.
They've been slaying Hunger this whole season.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes.
The blitz is on, and oh, Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Feast on IHOP's Game Day Family Feast and get 20% off pickup or delivery. Order with code GAMEDAY20. Offers valid for online ordering for a limited time at participating locations. Not valid with other coupons or discounts. Tax and gratuity excluded. Further restrictions may apply.
More to do with the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mack Brown, in just a moment, but wanted to take a quick look at some other action from around Carolina Athletics from this past weekend. Let's start with field hockey. Tar Heels get a win over number 22 Duke on Friday. Aaron Mattson with the hat trick, leading the way to a 4-1 victory. Mattson became just the third player in ACC history and 13th in NCAA history with 100 goals. In fact, her next goal would tie the ACC record, which has stood for 23 years, but unfortunately, she suffered an injury and is out for an undisclosed length of time. And then without her, the Tar Heels fell on Sunday to Liberty by the final score of 4-0. Volleyball, after a rough start in ACC play, picked up two big wins this weekend. First against Wake Forest on Friday. The Heels lost the first set, but then won the next three, and then picked up a shutout win against Virginia Tech. Carolina's next action is on the road. That is at BC this upcoming Friday at 8 o'clock. The two soccers also competed. Men's soccer fell at the last moment to Wake Forest on Friday. 2-1 the final. Wake scored on a penalty kick in the 88th minute to earn the victory for the Demon Deacons. Carolina's final game of a 3-game homestand is tomorrow night against Wofford at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, the women picked up two road victories this past week. First, a 1-0 win at Pittsburgh on Thursday.
Thursday. Avery Patterson with the lone goal in that game. And then a 2-1 victory at Boston College on Sunday. That came in overtime. Carolina picked up a late goal from Julia Dorsey to tie it, and then Maggie Pierce scored her first career goal in overtime. Tar Heels win that one 2-1. That was Anson Dorrance's 899th win of his career. He'll go for number 900 at NC State on Saturday, October 16th. Okay, let's get back to our conversation with the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mack Brown. Welcome back to the Mack Brown Show. We're brought to you by Top of the Hill. And for 25 years, Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery has been a pre- and post-game tradition in Chapel Hill. They have handcrafted beer, great food, and a terrific atmosphere. It is where Tar Heels come to celebrate. Every week, we take some questions from you for Coach. A reminder that you can send them in via email at asktheheels@gmail.com. That's the email address. Or you can send a tweet right to me at Jones Angel, Angel with two L's at the end. Coach, this one comes from Debbie. Debbie sent in an email and wanted to know how coaches evaluate the team's progress as a whole after each game. And she says, for instance, how do you decide what changes need to be made, how those changes are then incorporated into the week's practice?
Debbie, it's a great question. Everybody, all the position coaches and myself, grade the video separately right after the game. That's what we do. And then I usually go back and watch it 4 or 5 times because you're tired, and if you won, you're probably too high, and if you lost, you're too down. So you want to be fair to your players. And then you write down everything you see that you like and everything you see that you're concerned about. And then the offensive and defensive and special team staffs meet together. They go over all the thoughts from the separate groups and put them together. And they bring to me what they thought was done well during the game and what was not. And I usually have about 3 pages of notes in the staff meeting that I take to them and say that what happened here and why, and should we be playing this other player more because this one's not playing well. And how long are we going to put up with him not playing well? And I know you don't trust the other one yet, but let's at least start sharing time with him. And then we have about an hour and a half meeting together on Sunday before we meet the team. And then we go take those positives and those concerns to the team as well in a meeting. And then we have special teams meetings. And then the coaches spend time with the entire group that afternoon going over every play of the video.
Coach, part of Debbie's question was about practices. I'd be interested to know, do your practices dramatically differ throughout the year? I understand, obviously, there's going to be different game planning for each individual opponent, but week to week, is it pretty consistent what you guys do?
It is, Jones. Sometimes you back off a little bit as you get deeper into the season because guys get tired, depending on how many people are hurt at one position. If you have a lot of receivers hurt, for instance, you may not run as much as you would if you had your whole group of receivers. And then obviously on an open date it changes, or we've got the short week for Pittsburgh, it'll really change because we'll leave the game on Saturday and practice on Sunday. Yeah. So it changes up some, but normally during the normal week, we keep the same things. And that's the other thing that was disturbing Debbie about Saturday with the penalties. We have officials at every practice. And we chart every penalty, and they throw every flag, and we call it out. And we have not had penalties in practice. So it was getting so much better. I was really, really disappointed in our number of penalties Saturday.
Coach, you mentioned earlier in our discussion a couple of drops from Saturday. Devin sent in a question about those and just wanted to know how the coaching staff addresses drops with wide receivers when they do occur in the game.
You have to be careful, Devin, because if you get all over them all the time, they get sensitive and may drop more. It's just like the penalties. You have to be careful that if you overemphasize the penalties, they may get so they're so passive they don't play. So it there's all a balance with all of this stuff. And what you got to do is you got to we chart every ball that's thrown to every receiver during practice. And the guys that were dropping balls most of the time have caught them in practice. So if guys continue to drop balls, then what you do is you start looking for other people to step in and take their place and give somebody else a chance.
Coach, let's get to our refuel question of the night. It is brought to you by Refuel, and our winner will get a $25 gas gift card courtesy of Refuel. Fountain drinks with chewy ice, guaranteed fresh coffee, high-performance gasoline. Refuel, fresh made convenience. And it comes, Coach, from Jeff Stout. Jeff lives in Salisbury, sent in this email and wanted to know about the extra year of eligibility that everyone received because of the COVID year from last year. Jeff wanted to know, how do you think that that unexpected veteran experience has maybe helped some teams that haven't recruited as well, but they were able to keep players around longer? And how has it made things difficult for you and everyone, just roster management-wise, with everyone getting that extra year?
Jeff, another great question. I think Wake Forest got their whole team back.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons they've got an older, well-coached, disciplined team, and that's why they're undefeated. For us, we were lucky to get some guys back. And it helped us with leadership, because one of the problems we've got on this team is lack of leadership. We've got guys that have to step up, and they've got to be more vocal. And then roster management has become a disaster. I mean, it's trying to figure out who's a senior and who's not, and how many years they've got, when do they redshirt, and how do they redshirt. The NCAA threw a load on all of us trying to figure it out. So actually, for the open date week next week, before we play Notre Dame, we will sit down again with every player and their position coach, like we did after spring practice, and say, okay, here's when you're graduating. Are you planning on coming back? Are you going to leave? Are you going to opt out? Are you going to play in the bowl game? What's your deal? Are you going to go to the NFL? If you're going to go, if you're in the first three picks, you're going to go anyway, even if you're a free agent. So, because, Jeff, we've got to figure out for scholarship numbers who's coming back and who's not, and it affects recruiting. We've had two very good but very small recruiting classes the last couple of years, because not a lot of our guys leave. They stay because they love the university and they like our program. They like where we're headed. So that's why some of Florida State had 13 transfers. We had one. So we've got to look at the portal moving forward, but you can't even look at the portal till you know how many guys are going to stay and what you add in your recruiting class.
Coach, has there been any assistance or guidance from the NCAA level on how to manage all of that, or on how to make it easier on the individual programs?
No.
Not much help.
No. It's okay, guys. Here you go. It's kind of like transfer portal. Here you go. Here's what it is. It's kind of like NIL. Here you go. Here's what it is. You handle it. So a lot going on in college football right now, and coaches are having to handle it.
All right, we're going to take a break. Come back after this break. You're going to hear a little bit of a conversation with Brandon Tate, former Tar Heel wide receiver, long career in the NFL, great return man as well in his career. When Coach rejoins us here in a few minutes, we'll answer some more questions from Tar Heel fans. All coming up on the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
She gets her soccer skills from her mom, her sense of humor from her dad, and her drugs from her home medicine cabinet. Over half of misused medication comes from family and friends. Talk to your children about the dangers of prescription drug misuse. Secure your medication, take regular inventory to ensure nothing is missing, and properly dispose of expired or unused medication. Be aware. Don't share. Lock your meds.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here, not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got burgers, chicken sandwiches, french fries, bacon, and condiments as far as the eye can see.
They've been slaying hunger this whole season.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes.
The blitz is on, and oh, hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Feast on IHOP's Game Day Family Feast and get 20% off pickup or delivery. Order with code GAMEDAY20. Offers valid for online ordering for a limited time at participating locations. Not valid with other coupons or discounts. Tax and gratuity excluded. Further restrictions may apply.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, Carolina family. This is head football coach Mac Brown. As official sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel means there's no offseason. With a Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio to learn more.
Copyright 2021 Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
Hey, Carolina fans. This is Kelsey Gomes, Director of Sports Nutrition for the Tar Heels. Eggs are an essential part of building a healthy lifestyle that fuels you all day long. And eggs fuel athletes, too. One egg contains 8 essential nutrients and 6 grams of high-quality protein that helps maintain muscle and support strong, healthy bones. Versatile, affordable, and healthy, eggs are pretty incredible. Visit ncegg.org to learn more about egg nutrition, egg farmers, and to find egg-citing recipes.
Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. My name is Jones Angel. We're going to be rejoined by Coach Brown in just a little bit, but as promised before the break, we are going to get to a conversation Adam Lucas and I had as part of the Carolina Insider podcast with former Tar Heel wide receiver and return man Brandon Tate. That full interview is going to air tomorrow on the Carolina Insider. We'll give you just a little tease of that interview coming up in just a moment. A couple of reminders quickly. And number one, late night is coming up this weekend. It is Friday in Chapel Hill. So the unofficial start to the basketball season for the Tar Heels will come Friday night. Doors open at 6 o'clock to the Smith Center. That event, which is being called Late Night in HD this year with the new head coach, Hubert Davis, the event scheduled to start right around 7:30 on Friday night. So looking forward to that. We are going to have a Hubert Davis radio show, just like we did with Coach Williams. The dates for those shows will be locked in the near future. We're working on those right now. Expect that to begin late November time period. So looking forward to having a show with Coach Davis coming up starting in a couple of weeks as well. And a reminder that there is no Mac Brown show next week. We're not going to have any show with it being the bye week for the Tar Heels next week. We will be off, but we'll be back the next Monday after that. We still have 5 or 6 shows scheduled with Coach Brown here through the rest of the year. For now, let's go to that conversation with Brandon Tate, or a piece of the conversation with Brandon Tate. Adam Lucas and I had as part of the Carolina Insider podcast. And a reminder, we'd love for you to take a listen if you haven't heard before. We have an audio podcast twice a week, always with a great guest. That's a longer form discussion, a longer show. Those come out on Tuesdays and Fridays. And then we also have short video pieces Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, where we wrap up the week in action. We'll have a shorter guest segment and then also go through social media with our social drive as well. All right, let's get to a piece of that interview from the Carolina Insider with Brandon Tate. Why did it work out for Brandon? And not everybody gets to play in the NFL and do it as well and as long as you did. How did it work for you? Why were you able to stick around for so many years?
I had to feel like my work ethic. You know, I wasn't the best player on the team or the biggest or fastest, but I guarantee you when nobody going to come in there and outwork me. And especially another thing, too, also was I was very coachable. Mm-hmm. Anything the coach asked me to do, I'd do it. Anything for the team, I'd do it.
So what – were you 10 years in the NFL? Is that right?
Yeah, 10 years, yep.
I mean, that's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
So when you got a little bit later in your career, and I know you were doing a bunch of special team stuff, mm-hmm. Did you move into that mentor role for some other guys? And especially somebody, like you said, who was working so hard to do whatever he could do to stay on a team. Did you fill into that role a little bit?
Oh, well, I say by example or by my actions, you mm-hmm. know. I wasn't the most outspoken guy. Plus, I was on like a lot of 1-year deals. So for
right.
me, you know.
Yeah, you don't like those younger guys.
Yeah, I hate to say it because, you know, I remember at one point I was that young guy.
Sure.
You know, so it's definitely a competitive sport and a competitive lifestyle. But my whole thing was just going there and work, man. Head down and keep working.
That full interview with Brandon, again, comes out tomorrow on the Carolina Insider podcast. You can get that podcast through Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever it is that you always consume your podcasts. We'd love for you to take a listen and join us. Also, hope you join us after this commercial break. Mac Brown will rejoin us here on the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here, not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got pancakes, sausage, bacon, hash browns, and even scrambled eggs.
Heck of a lineup, Bob. They've been slaying Hunger in the backfield this whole season. Makes you wonder how Hunger finds the courage to get back out there.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes. The blitz is on, and oh, Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Tackle your hunger with IHOP's Game Day Family Feasts.
Great teams require a mix of solid fundamentals and that little something special. You'll find that winning combination with UNC football and at Refuel Markets. You can count on Refuel for those last-minute needs like eggs and milk. And you'll also find the snacks and drinks you need to turn an ordinary gathering into something special. As an official sponsor of UNC football, we hope you'll visit any of our locations throughout the Triangle to enjoy a unique experience on your game days and your work days.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allure Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pavé, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allure Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reeds.com.
UNC Tar Heels football is on Bally Sports South.
And he will not be tackled. Touchdown.
Buckle up and get ready for some spectacular ACC football action.
He's there. Touchdown.
Every Saturday.
What anticipation.
The battle continues.
Stumped at the line of scrimmage.
Tar Heels football, the ACC, and Bally Sports South.
This is Coach Mac Brown. Catch the excitement of hard-hitting Tar Heel football this fall on Bally Sports South.
It's bow time. So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea. It's bow time.
We'll be rejoined by the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown, in just a moment. But a couple of reminders. First, we're brought to you in part by Geico. And it's Halloween season, of course. You want to know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving by switching to Geico. They make it easy to bundle your home, car, boat, cycle, or RV insurance and save even more. No fortune tellers needed for that one. Visit geico.com to see if saving money is in your future. Happy Geico-ween. And also, if you are a student gamer, $150,000. Level Next Madden National Championship is back. Sponsored by Unilever. Supporting Feeding America with 1 million meals this fall. Registration closes today, October 11th. So if you are interested, need to do it tonight, sign up now. LevelNextEsports.com. That's LevelNextEsports.com. All right, let's get back to our conversation with Mac Brown. It's his show, after all, the Mac Brown Show. Welcome back to the show. We are brought to you by Top of the Hill Restaurant. And for 25 years, Top of the Hill has been a terrific pre- and post-game tradition in Chapel Hill. Why? Handcrafted beer, great food, terrific atmosphere. It is where Tar Heels come to celebrate. All right, let's answer a few more questions from you for Coach. We're going to preview the upcoming game against Miami here in a few minutes as well. But, Coach, let's start with this one came from Steven, an email from Steven about your young wide receivers. He mentioned in this email J.J. Jones, Kobe Pacer, Gavin Blackwell, and wanted to know if you could tell Carolina fans a little bit about those three guys and if any of them have an opportunity to play here in the back half of the season.
Steven, all three of them are good players and they're great young people. We're excited about them. Obviously, when freshmen come in, you have a Javari Ritzy who plays, but not a lot of freshmen play a whole lot. It takes a while to get them going, and we're obviously looking at some of those wide receivers to get some playing time. Josh Downs is dominating one position, we've got to make sure that we reevaluate the outside guys and see why is it that we as coaches not getting it to them enough? Are they not open enough? Are they inconsistent with their catching abilities? But there's no question that all three of those guys are good players, and like Josh Downs had six catches last year.
Right.
And now he's doing pretty well. So a lot of times you just don't show up that much as a freshman, but they're working every day, they're competing every day, and we're glad they're here.
Coach Dennis, who always sends us great questions, sent this one in via Twitter, and it was about one of the penalties from Saturday when Carolina was flagged for a disconcerting penalty on the defensive line. Dennis wanted to know if you could give a little explanation on what that is and how Carolina could pick up that flag.
Yeah, Dennis, there were some I didn't like. That was a good call. Kamen Rucker, as he was asking somebody to move on our defense and a shift, was not moving, and he clapped his hands twice to get their attention. That is simulating the snap count now for the offensive team that made their offensive lineman jump. So that was a good call by the officials. We had it happen at Georgia Tech for them, and we jumped off sides and they didn't call it. It was on the field goal that we made that, of course, then they set us back and they called it on Ed Montalus, and they moved us back and we missed the field goal. So that was the kind of night that was too. But that was a good call by the officials, and Kamen didn't even know he did it. He was trying to get somebody's attention, and instead of yelling, he was focused on what was happening. He just went like this to get him, hey, move. And that's something you can't do. When he got to the sideline, he didn't even know what he'd done. I said, you clapped. And he said, oh my gosh, that's right, I can't do that. So, but that was a good call.
Coach, you mentioned a field goal, and we should at least tip our cap here. Grayson Atkins, 51-yard kick early in the ball game for Carolina. I know Grayson's been a little up and down. Good to see him boot one through there. Plenty of distance on a long kick.
Yeah, he's doing much better in practice with his consistency. This one, Garrett Walston was late getting on the field. Ed Montalus was really late. I was really, really proud of our snapper, our holder, and our kicker. Taking the clock down to 1 second and still getting a 51-yard field goal. So that's something that can really help us down the road.
Coach, last thing before we take our final break, and we'll preview the upcoming matchup with Miami after this commercial. This one came from Kate via Twitter. Just she wanted to know, in your long and storied football career, what do you look back on when you're having a tough time right now, when things are a little uneven and inconsistent? What kind of things do you look back on in your career to try and help you say, okay, you know, there's been some situations like this before?
Kate, I've seen about everything, and that y'all are hitting us with some great questions tonight. I've seen about everything in college football over 33 years as a head coach, and there's not much that's not there. And it's still like us running our families. When we have a child that gets off, and one of our children's struggling, what do you do? Do you get hard on him or her? Do you pick them up? Do you hug them? Do you push them? That's just life, and I've got 120 of them, and then 53 employees. Is it better to jump all over them when the fans are all over them anyway and the media is all over them, or do I need to pick them up and still stay hard on them? It's a real balancing act with a whole lot of people, and that's my job. My job as the head football coach is to take something that's not doing well and turn it into a positive. And we always say, take negatives, take crisis, and turn them into positive. That's my job, and that's what I've got in front of me right now, and that's what I've got to do.
What is it you always say, Coach? Football simple, people are complicated.
Football is very, very simple, and people are complicated. If we just get everybody to show up with passion every week and get them to just do what you do in practice. I said, if you'll just do what you did in practice this week, we'll beat Florida State. And we didn't.
Well, Carolina will now turn the page to Miami. We will as well here on the show. We'll take a look at the Hurricanes when we return to wrap things up on the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
The perfect tailgate. All you need are your friends and the 2021 Ford F-150. With the available Pro Power onboard, it's like a mobile generator to power your tailgate all game long. It's this tradition of toughness and innovation that's made Ford F-Series America's best-selling truck 44 years straight and counting. Make your game day traditions bigger and better season after season. Check out the 2021 Ford F-150 at your Carolina Ford dealer.
based on 1977 through 2020 calendar year total sales.
Texting while driving takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. That's like driving the length of a football field with your eyes closed. Research shows you are 3 times more likely to get into an accident when distracted by a cell phone. I'm joining Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents to urge you and your families to put down your phone. Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. Let's have a hands-free NC. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
The MT1 Series tractor from LS is a powerhouse packed in a compact footprint, and it's now available with high-capacity loader attachment. This tractor loader package provides you everything you need to get the job done right. Visit your local dealer or check us out online at lstractorusa.com to experience the LS difference for yourself. Rules, restrictions, eligibility, and participation may apply.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and 0 calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, Carolina family, this is head football coach Mack Brown. As official sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel means there's no offseason. With a Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio to learn more.
Copyright 2021 Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
Saturday afternoon, Carolina will host Miami in Keenan Stadium. Final game of this 3-game homestand for the Tar Heels. We'll be on the air at 2:30, by the way, to get you ready for that one. And, Coach, similar to Florida State, Miami has not had the start, I'm guessing, that the Hurricanes would have wanted to the season. And yet, this is a team with plenty of talented athletes that will be coming to Keenan Stadium this weekend.
Yes, Jones, you look at Florida State, you look at Miami, and you look at us. Miami started on the road with Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a good start. Florida State took, everybody should have known how talented Florida State is. They're one of the more talented teams in our league. They go to overtime with Notre Dame in the opener. And then we have a 7-point game with Virginia Tech on the road. So we all started with tough games. And when you do that, some your fans get on you and your players get down and you struggle and you get some guys hurt and you got to keep fighting to get back. So Miami, like us, has been fighting to find out who they are. And then this morning we hear that De'Eriq King is out for the year, which I hate for him. He is a great player. I've seen some reports on the ESPN with SportsCenter about his family and what a great family person he is, and he's a tremendous leader for them. I actually got to spend some time with him, he and Sam, at the media day. So good luck, De'Eriq, and we're sorry you won't be here this weekend in uniform, bud, for us. But good luck to you moving forward with the NFL.
Coach, Miami has not played September 30th, and that's a long time. Any unique challenges that bring up for your team the fact that they just haven't played in so long?
No, they can put in a whole lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
In 3 weeks, kind of like our game with Boston College last year. We had 3 weeks to prepare. We didn't even know it. we just trying to figure out when the game was going to be. I said 3 weeks ago, what a fun 3 weeks in Keenan Stadium to have rival Duke, Florida State, a national power, and Miami national power, and that hadn't changed. We're so excited about hosting Miami this weekend. One of the biggest and best traditional programs in college football. They're like us. They're trying to find the right answers. They're fighting for a win. They beat Virginia and then missed a field goal. It was really short at the end of the game. I mean, I'm getting up, going to bed, and I'm washing a dish or something as I'm going to bed, and Sally says, "Nope, he missed it." And he is a great kicker, one of the best in the country. Made a 56-yard field goal to win the week before, and he missed it. So, like us, they've had some tough things happen, but they're excited and looking for a win this weekend, and we'll be doing the same.
A quick reminder, of course, Carolina has its bye week coming up this next week. We will not have a show next Monday. We'll be back with Coach in 2 weeks. So, Coach, and we'll talk about how you use the bye week and all those things when we talk in a couple of weeks. But could you give us a quick snapshot of the plan for the bye week for your team?
Yes, after we have our game on Saturday, we will come back and review the game and put it to bed on Sunday like we always do. The guys will have off Monday like they always do. And then we'll practice Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then the guys will be off Friday and Saturday, and we'll go back to work on Sunday and get ready for Notre Dame. And that'll be a fun trip and a great trip that everybody's looking forward to. And in that week, you try to clean up some things with the older ones, but you really get a great look and a physical look at all your younger ones. And as somebody, Stephen, I think, asked about the young receivers, that's when you really have a chance to reevaluate those guys and see if some of them can get some more playing time at the end of the year. And the other part of that, Jones, is do you want to play them in more than four games?
Right.
Because if you just play them in four games, they can redshirt. If you play them in more than that, then it costs them a year. So you've got to make sure that they can be productive enough that it's worth costing them their eligibility for the year just to play in a fifth or a sixth game.
That's a great point. As you almost forget about that with all the eligibility things that have been going on here the last few years in college football. So one more reminder, no show next week. Coach and I will be back in 2 weeks. We'll talk about the Miami game. We'll talk about the bye week and get you ready for Notre Dame and more. Coach, thank you as always for your time. Great to be with you.
Thank you, Jones. See everybody on Saturday.
Listening to the Mac Brown Show. Tonight's show has been presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. With zero sugar and now even more delicious. Is the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.